Well, good morning and happy Memorial Day. Hope you get a chance among all the family and friend gatherings, the picnics, the barbecues, the backyard cookouts, all the opportunities to get out and enjoy some of the warm weather we've been experiencing here this weekend. Amidst all of those things that we have going on with family and friends, take some time today to remember exactly why it is you're allowed to do those things. That's because some people made the ultimate sacrifice. Whether they volunteered or were drafted to serve, doesn't really matter. They gave the ultimate sacrifice, and we do appreciate all that folks have given us for those veterans past and those veterans here present as well today. Take some time today to get out and observe a little bit of time. Whether you have relatives in your family who served, or you just want to go out and experience what it's like in some of those community observances today, make sure you get a chance to get out this morning and to pay tribute to those folks who served for us. There are a number of area services going on today to help to remember Memorial Day and the purpose for that. Take a look at some of those activities that will be going on today. We have some of those notes here, not all of them around the area. There are a number of area services that will be going on, observances today, and largely in cemeteries around the area. But in many of those cases, the folks will be gathering together, the veterans, to honor those who served and paid the sacrifice. So let's get out and support those folks today. Among those activities going on today, the Grant Community Preservationists in Grant will hold an 11 a.m. service this morning to honor lost veterans, and that'll be held at the Grant Cemetery today. That service will include music, readings, an honor roll. Small individual flags will be available for families of veterans to place on their graves. The Grant Community Preservationists will be responsible for collecting them after the holiday. After the ceremony, Grant United Methodist Church will be holding its annual Memorial Day dinner. That'll be this morning from 11:30 until this afternoon at 1 p.m. for a free will offering. That menu includes Sloppy Joe or ham sandwich, baked beans, assorted salads, pies and desserts, coffee, tea, lemonade. All the money raised by that dinner will support the Grant United Methodist Women and their work for mission projects and the Grant Church. Jim Wymore will host a music jam in the park from 2 to 6 p.m. Wander down to the Grant Park to enjoy country bluegrass music performed by Jim and Kathy Wymore and special guests. $7 admission helps support maintenance of the park stage. And this year, Wymore and the Grant Community Preservationists also will be welcoming members of Teddy and Donna Weston's family who are celebrating a reunion. Teddy and Donna played frequently with Wymore and were founding members of the GCP. A concession stand will also be open, serving hot dogs. Musicians play on a covered stage. There'll be proceeds going to from the concession stand will benefit the GCP and its work on the Grant Masonic Lodge and the Grant Park. So a lot of good reason to get out and help support in that area. Now, also today we have some other notes about Memorial Day activities. Not all of them around the area, but we do have some here. There'll be a Memorial Day service today that'll start at 10:30 at the Arlington Cemetery. That'll be held in Audubon for folks in the Audubon area. The Exira Lions will have their Memorial Day breakfast today, and that is at the Lions Community Center in Exira, and that gets underway here shortly. That'll be from 8 this morning until 1 o'clock. They'll be serving waffles, sausage, biscuits and gravy, French toast, juice, and coffee, all for a free will donation. And they'll also be serving lunch from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with grilled chicken sandwiches, chips, and a drink, all that for $6. That's the Exira Lions events today. Also, the Lewis Town and Country Boosters and the Pancake Man will have a breakfast of pancakes and sausage, juice, and coffee. In fact, that's already started. That just got underway. That'll continue until 10:30 this morning, and that's at the Lewis Community Building. They're asking for a free will donation there. Also, the Adair Memorial Day services will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the grave of the unknown soldier at Sunny Hill Cemetery in Adair. Members of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Post 8877 and the Auxiliary, the American Legion, the VFW Firing Squad and Color Guard, the Boy Scouts and others who are to help to meet at the cemetery at 9:30 this morning to help out. Now, if weather conditions are unfavorable, and they look decent today, services will be held at the Adair Community Center. Also, the Anita Memorial Day services will be held this morning at 10:30, and that'll be at the Anita Evergreen Cemetery. That service will be given at the Colonial Manor Nursing Home also at 9:30 a.m. And in the event of bad weather, the service will be held at the Cam High School Commons. In Griswold, the Memorial Day services will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Griswold Cemetery. The menu will include, they'll also include lunch, and that'll be following at the Griswold Community Building, and that'll be served by the Legion Auxiliary. Now, the menu will include pulled pork sandwiches, brats, homemade salads, and desserts, all for a free will donation. And in case of rain, the services will be held at the Griswold Community Building. That service, again, the Memorial Day service at the Griswold Cemetery Circle of Flags, getting underway at 10:30 this morning. Also here in Atlantic, the services will get underway at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery, and that will include a lot of the usual fare. They'll start with cannon fire at 10 o'clock. The Sons of the Union Veterans of the Civil War, Camp 23, will be firing the cannon to get things started this morning. And then after they present the flag, we'll have the National Anthem and Pledge of Allegiance to get things started. The Atlantic High School Band will once again be a part of the services today. They'll be performing America the Beautiful along with the Armed Forces Salute. They'll have that medley of Armed Forces songs, and they'll have a few other selections as well during the course of the service. Also, they'll have the keynote speaker this year will be the dedication of the monument. So for the Elks, they'll have Jim Nordskog speaking. Roger Davis will be the monument speaker. They'll also set the branch of service markers with the Atlantic Color Guard. They'll recognize some of the other folks who were involved in that project, the Dreyer Brothers Monument Company, the Classic Bronze Resources. They'll have a ribbon cutting there as well, as that's a nice addition to that location there in the park. They'll also be placing the wreaths, as they do each and every year during the service. A number of folks will be placing wreaths in honor of the different wars and conflicts. James Hickman, the Reverend James Hickman, will be providing the invocation and the benediction for the services. And they'll also have the names of the 19 veterans with services who have fallen since last Memorial Day. We'll have a rifle salute as they honor those who have fallen. And then we'll also have the conclusion of the event and the thank yous that'll go on there as well. That'll go on again starting at 10 o'clock this morning. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy the services in your area. Now, if not, you can join us here on KJAN for the Atlantic service as we will continue our tradition. We've done this for 30 years in a row now. We will have the live broadcast of the service for you here on the radio. You'll be able to listen to that broadcast with us here at KJAN. Also, we will have live streaming video of that service this morning, and that will be on our Facebook page. You go to our Facebook page, you'll be able to watch that live streaming video. We'll be providing that through Facebook Live, and that'll be archived then there as well, so you'll be able to go back and watch that later if you choose. So again, that's the Atlantic Memorial Day services this morning starting at 10 o'clock, and we'll have those broadcast for you live here on KJAN. I'll be out at the cemetery this morning to bring those for you. And then we'll also have live streaming video of that service here today as well. Lots of services going on in most every community here in the area. Please take some time to remember those veterans who made it possible, those men and women who gave us the opportunity to be able to enjoy our day here today. And we will talk to you again a little bit later on this morning from the Atlantic Cemetery.